It's Chris Krohn for KSQD 90.7 and KSQD.org. So the Camino is over for me, and I'm just at the place where they give certificates out to folks who have finished the Camino. And I'm speaking with
Chris
from
Colorado in the United States.
And Chris, you just finished the Camino. You're dripping wet like most people are. What did that 790-kilometer, almost 500-mile trip, trail, walk mean for you?
Yeah, I mean, there is no one simple answer. It means a multitude of things, but ultimately it's just the people and the community along the Camino, along the trail. I started out by myself. I'm carrying the ashes of my granddad, and so that has been helpful to have him with me at times. But then meeting friends along the way, even if I didn't ever learn their name or be able to speak the same language as them, it's just so heartwarming and encouraging, and just makes you feel alive and like you're part of something bigger than yourself. And so that's what it meant to me ultimately.
Are you going to leave the ashes here or keep them with you?
I've left them at some milestones along the way, and I'll leave some here in Santiago, and then I'll go on to Finisterre and let them all go there.
Did he encourage you to walk the Camino?
No, not directly. When I was a young boy, he was in the Navy, and so I'd sit on his lap, and he'd pull out the globe, and he'd point to all these places that he had been. And so when I had decided to come over and continue a lifelong obsession with exploration and journey, I thought, who better to bring with me than him? He's the one that kind of lit that fire within me. So,
do you consider yourself religious or spiritual?
Spiritual, yes. Religious-ish. Not like one is right for me and one is wrong for me or anything. So I take lessons from a lot of religions, but yes, deeply spiritual.
Did anything what you would consider spiritual happen to you along your journey?
I found that when I go out and walk, when I walk in nature, I connect with God in ways that I cannot connect in any other place. So yes, I had many of those moments along this journey as well. And so I'm very grateful and thankful for those opportunities to feel a part of something that's much bigger and more important than me.
Thank you. That's Chris from Colorado.
Chris from Colorado.
All right. Thank you. I'm with
Veronica
from
Switzerland.
And so why did you do the Camino, and how do you feel now that you're finishing it, getting your certificate today?
Okay, I did the Camino just from religious reasons, but also to empty my head and to get time for myself.
Did it work?
And it works very well, yes. And I'm very happy now.
Is this your first?
It was a tough Camino because there was rain for over 1 month now, but you really can feel yourself, your body, and your head is just empty.
Did you get any snow?
Yes, there was some snow on the mountain, Cruz de Ferro. There was some snow there, and yeah.
And so when you say religious reasons, could you share with us what that religious reason is?
I think when you are Catholic and you believe in God, you can't do it without belief in God. It's just not possible, you know. When you go through tough times and rainy days, you are always in touch with God.
So even those who say they're atheist or agnostic and finish the Camino, they're going to say they don't believe in God, you think they still do?
Can you repeat the first part of your question again?
Even those who finish the Camino, who say they are atheist, who don't believe in God, how would you...
Maybe they don't get Catholic, or they don't get... But in a kind of a spiritual way, yes. Mm. I think everybody does believe in something spiritual.
Thank you.
So, I don't know.
Emma from Australia.
Emma, so you actually walked farther than most people do when they start the Camino. How many kilometers did you put in?
Just over 1,000.
Over 1,000. So you came part of the normal, what they call the French way or the Camino Frances, but you also started in France.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you finished, how do you feel?
Ooh, that's a question. Sore. I'm like, I'm not really done, but the journey's just going to keep going. Look, maybe physically to Finisterre, but also spiritually and mentally just through life.
Why did you decide to walk the Camino?
I wanted to unlearn everything that I'd become in the last few years and kind of take a step back, find my younger self.
How's it working?
It's gone great.
Really?
Yeah.
And so did you have any like revelation that you could share with us that happened to you while walking the Camino de Santiago?
You want the big questions. I mean, I didn't come for revelations. I just came to find the self that I once was.
Oh, hi. Hey!
Is that Chris? Oh my God. Congrats.
I'm in the middle of an interview too. This is great.
Sorry. Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'm glad you all know. many peregrinos, many pilgrims have just arrived at the credential area and they have to register and then they get this certificate that they walk the Camino. That was just Emma from Australia that we were listening to. So here is Ella from Brooklyn, New York, who I started with probably 33 or 34 days ago. First met her in the train station, and we were on our way to Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port. And wow, you made it. How does that feel?
Feels fucking good.
Wait, this is a family channel.
Okay. Feels really good.
And so why did you do this walk anyway?
I was feeling kind of dead in my life, not very excited about my job, my partner, where I was living, all of it, and so I decided to quit everything and come and try to feel alive again.
You know, I remember you told me the exact same thing, so nothing's changed in your story.
Yeah.
But how have you changed at all?
Yeah.
Has any of those issues, have you mulled them over, and what do they look like now?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I learned how to feel alive again. I feel like even some of the physical challenges just made me have a lot of adrenaline and emotions that I hadn't felt in a really long time. And I also remembered how much I enjoy meeting new people and having these kinds of adventures. So for me, it was great. I got what I wanted.
Was there any spiritual journey involved?
No, not for me, no. But I was very open to hearing it from other people. Yeah.
And can you remember what one funny, weird, or best experience you had on the Camino?
Okay, a weird one was actually with this guy right here. One time we walked like 26 kilometers, we were really tired, and then all of the albergues were closed in that town. So we decided, the three of us, to walk another 6 kilometers to the next place. And then again, it's 4 or 5 p.m., all the albergues are closed. So me and this...
So now you're up to like 22 miles.
I think, yeah, something like that. And so the three of us, me and these two guys I just met that day, decided to get a hotel room together, and it was just three beds and a room. But we got to know each other pretty well, so it was fun.
So, wearing the New York Yankees hat, what is your name?
My head.
And where are you from?
Belgium.
And what was that like when you had to walk like 26 plus 6 plus anything else? Was it 32 kilometers
32.
Altogether?
My feet hurt. I remember crashing in the bed, not wanting to get up, but we still had to get food, so... Then we went to the supermarket in the rain, and I was limping very bad. Yeah.
And what was that like sharing a room with like complete strangers on the Camino de Santiago when there was no albergues open?
Well, people feel like friends very fast, so it felt safe. Yeah, and nice.
He trusted me, I think.
Yeah. But she left.
Yeah, in the morning I woke up and they were still sleeping, so I left and then they thought I was mad at them.
But now how do you, you know, things have worked out, it looks like.
Yeah.
Like still
they,
here.
Like they usually do on the Camino. And there's Max from also from Brooklyn or from, no, New Jersey. How does it feel to finish the Camino?
Pretty accomplished, not gonna lie. It was great. I don't have too many words to say other than I'm very happy and content.
Any changes happened to you along the way? Did you see the light?
I don't know if I'd say I saw the light, but it was a good opportunity to disconnect and kind of, I don't know, just be a little bit more by myself for some time. So, yes and no, I guess.
We're going to leave it there at Santiago de Compostela. I'm walking down the street. It's not raining. And I can't say the sun is out, but it's really nice that it's not raining. And you have the stories of the peregrinos, the pilgrims. They walked from San Jean Pied de Port all the way to Santiago de Compostela, 790 kilometers, almost 500 miles for various reasons. If you want to go back in our archive, you can access the other stories of the pilgrims that walked the Camino de Santiago at ksqd.org and go to the archives. So this is Chris Krohn in Santiago de Compostela, no longer walking the Camino, but getting ready to come back home. And for KSQD 90.7 and KSQD.org, I'm going to sign off from Santiago de Compostela in Spain.